Welcome to part 3 of my Gay Christian Music Special. This is J.D. Doyle. Part 1 of this show actually has two versions. One is for broadcast radio as part of Queer Voices and is limited to about 58 minutes. But my interview with Marcia Stevens included many interesting comments that would just not fit into that time constraint. So for the internet version of it, I split it into two parts. Therefore, this is part 3. And that song gave a rousing start to this segment. That artist is Jeannie Cunningham. And the song came from her CD from 2000 called Come As You Are to the Father. She records under several names. For that CD, she was just listed as Jeannie. And she has two others going by J.C., not the initials, but spelled J-A-E-C-I-E. It's all good. That song was called Cover Me, Lord, I'm Going In. This segment will feature lots and lots of GLBT Christian artists, including a special interview with Sean Thomas. But first, I want to insert a bit of queer music history. Back in 1975, an artist named Valentino recorded a gay anthem called I Was Born That Way, and it was in a very R&B style. 3 years later, in the middle of the disco era, Carl Bean updated it, and his version went like this.
I'm walking through life in nature's disguise, yeah. You laugh at me and you criticize, yeah. 'Cause I'm happy, carefree, and gay, yes, I'm gay. Ain't no fault of the fact I was born this way.
Okay, what's the connection to Christian music? Well, in 1982, Carl Bean was ordained as a minister, and in 1985, he founded Unity Fellowship Church in Los Angeles. Also in 1985, he founded the Minority AIDS Project, which was the first community-based HIV/AIDS organization established and managed by people of color. He's now known as Bishop Carl Bean, and in 1998, he and the church released an album called Right Now, with all proceeds going to assist minorities with AIDS. Here's the title track from Right Now.
Love. somebody right now.
Right now.
All over the building, God is doing something for you right now.
Right now.
The Lord heard that prayer last week and is taking care of it right now. God knows what's going on in your home and is taking care of it right now.
In part two of this show, you heard a group called Katie O and the Light from 2000. Well, I have a much older recording of hers in my collection. In 1991, she was in a group called Acoustic Souls, and they had a cassette tape from that year called Revelations Again, with this song, Lift Him Up.
We have sisters that are damned. We have brothers that are dismayed. We have diseases all around. We have requests that are disobeyed.
Do your justice.
Acoustic Souls, and you can also find that song on an album they released 10 years later in 2001 called The Haze of Grace.
Oh, what a happy day that should be. Jesus is coming after me. I hear him calling me away from this old world forever to stay. And when I take my Savior's hand in that blessed promised land, I'll shout and sing through the endless ages. What a happy day, what a happy day.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day that will be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. I'll meet with those who have gone before, James and John and a million more. What a happy time that shouldn't be. Oh, what a happy day, what a happy day.
And when I walk into heaven fair,
blessed Savior there.
He'll place a
crown upon my head, give me a robe of a white to wear. I'll walk on streets of purest gold, I'll live forever and not grow old.
I'll shout and sing
through the endless ages, what a happy day,
what a happy day.
Oh, what a happy day,
what a happy day.
That will be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day,
what a happy day.
When we climb those golden stairs,
I'll meet with
those who have gone before, James and John and a million more. What a happy time that should have been. Oh, what a happy day,
what a happy day.
Oh, what a happy day,
what a happy day.
That will be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day,
what a happy day.
When we climb those golden stairs,
I'll meet with
those who have gone before, James and John and a million more. What a happy time that should have been.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day. Oh, what a happy day.
Following Acoustic Souls was a San Antonio quartet who went by the name Soundboard. And from their 1995 tape, you heard the Dottie Rambo song, Oh, What a Happy Day. Going through more of my cassette tapes, I found one from 1994 by Randa McNamara called Reaching for the Freedom Inside. From it, you'll hear a song I quite like called Balm of Gilead, but it's not the traditional song by that title.
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. It can change your life around. Place your feet on solid ground. It can heal the sin sick soul. There is a balm in Gilead. There is a balm in Gilead. There is a balm in Gilead.
My eyes, I see it through my eyes.
Oh,
there is. in my life each and every day. Oh, it's my comfort and my strength, sometimes my reason to be, and that is why I can say confused.
Just walk in the light, God makes it all right, and tell everyone you see.
Go and tell the world that you're not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of love. It can take you to places you've never been before.
It wasn't an accident that I followed Randa McNamara and her version of the song Balm of Gilead with a song by a duo known as David and Jane. David and Jane wrote Balm of Gilead, and their own cassette tape came out in 1993. They are a gay man and a lesbian, and their full names are David Hyde and Jane Seifstad. They are both ministers and composers. David directs the Voices of St. John's MCC, and their album from 2000, Anywhere with Jesus, was nominated for a Glamma Award. Here's a bit of the title track from that album. Voices of St. John's MCC are out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and after them was a choir from Washington, D.C. called Lavender Light. Their subtitle is The Black and People of All Colors Lesbian and Gay Gospel Choir. This next artist lives in the panhandle of Texas and does beautiful music. His name is Kevin Jacobson. He released his first CD called Beyond the Veil in 2002, and one reviewer wrote, I get lost listening to the album Beyond the Veil, as if I'm slow dancing with God.
There were shepherds watching flocks by night, just outside of Bethlehem. All at once the sky was filled with a great light. Then the angel said, tonight is born the Savior of the world. This very night you'll be to God's salvation plan unfurled. Like the shepherds, Lord, let me have a heart to worship you. Let me stand in awe at the wonder of your grace. Help me understand your mercy that was unfolded in a manger, when all of heaven sang and shepherds came. Lord, I want to be someone who worships. There were wise men traveling from the east on their way to Bethlehem. They had journeyed far and followed a great light. With their gifts of gold and frankincense, they knelt down at his feet. He is Emmanuel and God with us. He is the promised King. Like the wise men, Lord, let me have a heart to worship you. Let me stand in awe at the wonder of your grace. Help me understand your mercy that was unfolded in a manger, when all of heaven sang and wise men came. Lord, I want to be someone who worships. Lord, I want to have a heart to really worship you. Let me stand in awe at the wonder of your grace. Help me understand your mercy that was unfolded in a manger, when all of heaven sang and shepherds came. Heaven sang and wise men came. All of heaven sang when Jesus came. Lord, I want to be someone. Yes, I want to be someone.
Heart to Worship by Kevin Jacobson. Time for the interview of this segment, and it's with Sean Thomas. Sean has recorded a number of albums since his first in 1993, but it wasn't until 10 years later that he decided to incorporate his faith into his music and released his first spiritual project, an album called Everything I Am. His first project as an out or openly gay artist was released in 1999 and called Out in This World.
believe in change. But most of all, I don't believe that things will never change. You see, some of us look different, and some of us don't care. Some of us are standing out so that people stop and stare. I'm looking toward the future, searching for a sign that things are gonna be different if you'll open up your mind and go out in this world and spread some love all around to the ones who don't know where the truth can be found. 'Cause out in this world there are people who are scared, but you know they'd be alright if they knew somebody cared. I used to fear rejection, I used to run and hide, but now I've learned there's more at stake and I'm fearing for my life. Can't start a revolution, can't try to fight them back, 'cause fighting only fuels the hate, and that's not a thing we lack. You can't enforce opinion or try to change your mind, but hearts are made to be open, so let's gather up our kind and go out in this world and spread some love all around to the ones who don't know where the truth can be found. 'Cause out in this world there are people who are scared, but you know they'd be alright if they knew somebody cared.
How did coming out change your music?
Well, you know, obviously it changed my life. I just really felt much more free once I even started talking about things out loud and feeling comfortable with who I was and those type of things. It did come across in the music, and I had a CD that came out in 1999 that was called Out in This World, and that was really the theme of that CD, was just feeling comfortable with who I was and the idea that I needed people in my life that made me feel secure and that I could look to and feel confident about the fact that they were standing up and being who they were. And so I was kind of encouraging other people to be there for others so that they could do that too, whether it be because you're gay or straight or whatever. Everybody has things in their life that sometimes they feel fear about being true about who they are and what types of people they are. And so the CD was just about having the courage to stand up so that others can stand up with you.
Which song that you've recorded is the most lyrically gay?
I can think of the top three. I don't know the most, but as I mentioned in 99, the song that the CD that I came out on was called Out in This World. So that song, and as well on that same CD, there's a song called I Found a Place, which is a ballad about coming out. Everything I Am, it was the title to the CD that came right before Changed, and that's definitely what it's talking about too, that I am everything I am because of who I am, not because of choices that I've made, is the lyric to the chorus. So probably those three would be the top three.
Well, people could say that's not necessarily lyrically gay. Anyone could say, I am what I'm supposed to be.
But that's a good thing. The ministry that I'm involved with is about the love and grace of God. And I am gay, and so if I'm presenting or have an opportunity to come to a church that has a gay congregation or people that are in there that are gay that are going to relate to that experience in my life, then I talk about it. But some of the churches I go to are straight congregations, and that's not something they're going to relate to. Now I make sure they're aware of who I am. I don't want to throw anybody off and have some surprises when I get there, so I don't live in the closet in that sense in the ministry. But you know, that's not part of the ministry. That's not the focus. The focus is on God and grace. And so I've had people, for example, on that Everything I Am song, I had a woman walk up to me one time and she said what that song meant to her was that she had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. and that song to her meant, I am who I am. I am not the cancer. And that just spoke volumes to me, because I had no intention of that when I wrote the song. And it just shows how God can speak to different people once I get out of the way, because I don't really have anything to do with it. And so I just kind of present the music, and if different people can relate to it in different ways from their paths, that's a good thing.
Hey. Hey, yeah. Do you think you know what I do? Do you really know what I do? Do I do the same as you? Well, I don't care what you think about me. Do you really think about me? Why you waste your time? Okay, so maybe I am someone you have seen doing things that you and yours just don't believe. But every time I even try to take a stand, you don't seem to understand. I am everything I am because of who I am, not because of choices I have made. You don't have to be my friend, just know that to the end, that I am everything I am because of who I am. Try to even place blame on me. You don't even know me. Don't even know my name. I've heard you've been saying things about me. Me and those just like me. It's driving me insane. I really don't believe that you and I could be anything except what we were meant to be. So why do you insist on mocking what I say? I was born to be this way. Who I am, not because of choices I have made. You don't have to be my friend, just know that to the end, that I am everything I am because of who I am.
Everything about me wasn't what it has to be. I'd be making plans to change the light inside of me, but since I know that every way was meant to be mine, you better believe
I'm gonna let it shine. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Oh, yeah. I am everything I am because of who I am, not because of choices I have made. You don't have to be my friend, just know that to the end, that I am everything I am because of who I am. Everything I am because of who I am.
Okay, that's enough of that. I'm telling you. Man, I gotta rest.
Tell me about your CD called Changed.
The idea behind the Changed CD, the idea of that word in the title track, was to use a different word instead of saying saved, because it's a word that I haven't always really been able to relate to. When people talk about being saved, a lot of times they talk about this instant transformation that's happened to them. And for me, my journey and my walk with my relationship with God has been a gradual one, and an ever-changing and growing thing that's happened over my life. So the song talks about how I have changed. This is where I am now, and this is where I was. And that'll keep going. You know, next year I'll say the same thing.
I step into the darkness and I look for light. Surrounded by the shadows, but no fear inside. I've been here before, but I'm not afraid anymore. I feel the power from the choice that I've made. I'm even, and the darker side. But now that's just an illusion, and I'm no longer that blind. The things of this world, they are not the ways of my Lord. I don't subscribe to the stories I've heard. I'm saying I know for sure that love has got to endure. 'Cause I've been changed by the power, I've been changed by the love, I've been changed with the knowledge that I'm never giving up. I've been claimed by the Father, rearranged by the Son, with the Spirit to guide me. I see God in everyone. Can't you see the difference in me? I'm suddenly alive and I'm free. And I want you to know that I have been changed. Down in my heart, deep in my soul, I feel the love of God just taking control.
That was the title track from Sean's album from last year called Changed. That album was nominated for a 2006 Out Music Award for Outstanding New Inspirational Recording. I really like your song that uses an arrangement of doxology.
Yeah, that was fun. I've had that in my head for years. I've always wanted to do an upbeat version of a song, some song, and I wanted to start it with an introduction using the doxology. And so I'd been playing around with that for a long time and never really figured out quite how to get into it. And I really like how it turned out and kind of has a story in the verses of letting go of the stress in your life and let go and let God, that kind of expression. And then using the chorus to say, praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host. Praise God, Christ and all. And I know what it's like to be pushed back up against the wall. And hey girl, I know you've seen it all before. Ain't nobody ever gonna hurt you no more, no more. And everybody knows that everybody's got a story. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody can get lonely. But we can do better than that. And we can be greater than that. It's time for things to change and time to say some praise.
Praise God, all creatures.
nobody cares, and I'm just in this alone. But I've learned I can't control some things in life, so I'm turning it all over and I let go, let go. Don't you know I've tried and tried and tried to do it your way, and I've tried to do it my way. Now I'm trying will of God way, 'cause there's something better than that, and there's something greater than that. There's something bigger, larger, wiser, worthy to be praised.
Met any resistance with people accepting you? And this could be two ways: the Christian community not accepting you because you were gay, and the gay community not accepting you because you were singing Christian music.
Yeah, both of those. I've had churches who won't have me, you know, come because I am gay, and that's okay. That's their choice. And sometimes when I'm in a group of peers who happen to all be gay, if they didn't know who I was or what I did, they do have funny reactions when they find out sometimes that I'm doing Christian music, and they ask questions about, like, well, do they know you're gay? You know, are you, you know, in the closet when you go to these churches, or where are you presenting this material? And so a lot of times it presents an opportunity to share with them about churches that maybe they didn't know about, and that they have places that they can go and worship. And so, you know, I haven't had anything just terrible happen, and I try to look at it, everything as an opportunity. And so that's an opportunity that presents itself. And even the churches that turned me down, I think just the fact that I've introduced myself to them somewhere in the future, that's going to make something open up for them.
There are so many gay people who have been through so much persecution because of religion that they have this wall that they've built.
Sure, it's a natural defense. Absolutely, yeah. And I'm really blessed and grateful in that my parents, I mean, we've had our struggles with the whole issue of me being gay, but it's never been one where they condemned me, you know, to go to hell. You know, they don't believe that. And so I never heard that and from my parents. And I'm really, really grateful for that. And so, again, what I hope that I can portray is that that's a misinterpretation. That's not true. God is not mad at anyone, and definitely not at anyone because they're gay.
Sean Thomas has just released a new CD called Faith Unashamed, and I'm very pleased to share with you the title track.
Sit down, not sure what they've heard, what they'll think
That was Faith Unashamed by Sean Thomas. Here's a lively song by an artist named Sam Sampson. Over the years, Sam has had ministries in various parts of the country, but now lives in Nashville. He's got a couple of albums under his belt, and from one called You'll Tide Me Over is Paid Up, Prayed Up, and Ready.
I grew up in the country, in a small house I was raised. Didn't have much money then, we lived from day to day. Silly leaks, love was preached, but Daddy's faith was strong. We trusted in the Word of God and made our house a home. I remember sitting on the porch, Daddy read his Bible, listening close to every verse he read. Then one day when he was reading from the Revelation, he closed the book and turned to me and said, son, you better be prayed up, ready to go. Don't miss that invitation when the Lord calls you home. When you're feeling beat down, just bow down in prayer. Remember he will put more on you than you can bear. I put my trust in Jesus, for the Bible tells me so. Now I'm prayed up. Time I bow in prayer. And I know if I'm faithful, when I reach that golden shore, I'll see my dear sweet daddy standing there. You see, I'm paid up, prayed up, I'm ready to go. I won't miss that invitation when the Lord calls me home. And when I'm feeling beat down, I'll bow down in prayer. I know that Bible tells me so, and I'm prayed up, I'm ready to go.
Following Sam Sampson was the group Prism and their song Somebody Will from their 2002 CD Absolute Grace. Reverend Dolores Berry has been at this a long time, since the early 70s. From the bio page of her website, I love that the first sentence reads, "I am an out-of-the-closet Christian evangelist who preaches, prays, and sings." And sings she does. Since 1992, she's released 4 recordings, and here's a quick medley of 3 songs from them.
Someone asked the question, why do we sing when we lift our hands to Jesus? What do we really mean? Someone may be wondering, when we sing our song, and at times we may be crying, and nothing's even wrong. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm
just heard a bit of the songs Why We Sing, Sign Me Up for the Rainbow Jubilee, and God Put a Rainbow in the Sky, and they span the last 10 years of her music.
I believe 6 days in a rest, God is good, I must confess. My belief in Adam and Eve, in a tree and a garden, in a snake and a thief, don't you know that? I believe, my belief in the Word of God. I believe, 'cause God made me believe. I believe Noah built an ark of wood. 120 years, no one understood. My belief, Elijah never died. Brought fire from heaven on a mountainside. Don't you know that? I believe, my belief in the Word of God. I believe, 'cause God made me believe. It's been passed through the ages of time, written by hands of men, inspired by her word. God's word will remain till the end. I believe Isaiah was a prophet of old, The lamb was slain, just as God foretold. I believe in Jesus and the word at hand. God died for our sins, you know what? God rose again. My belief, I believe. My belief in the word of God. I believe, I believe. 'Cause God made me believe. My belief. My belief in the word of God. I believe, I believe. 'Cause God made me believe. I believe. My belief in the word of God. My belief, I believe. 'Cause God made me believe. I believe. My belief in the word of God. My belief, I believe. 'Cause God made me believe.
That was Blaine Bell, and the song I Believe came from his album from last year called Overcome. And here's an energetic song by a group called FGS, For God's Sake. No, that's their name, For God's Sake. And they are from the All God's Children MCC in Minneapolis. The CD is from 2003 and is called In the Moment, and the song is indeed Joyful, Joyful.